Lots of drama swirling around Sherwood Forest, not in merry old England, but in our Waimanalo. That's the subject of a story by Kirsten Downey in Honolulu Civil Beat's online news service. Morning, Kirsten.
Morning.
You know, we've been
glad to be here.
We were watching some of the drama playing out at Honolulu City Council. The folks from Waimanalo were pretty vocal this morning about Dikaika Anderson as he was getting voted in.
Yes, indeed. They're very, very unhappy. They've learned, much to their shock and surprise, that a large construction project had been set and began on a prime and popular piece of land, the park, Waimanalo Bay Beach Park, that we all lovingly know as Sherwood Forest. People saw with shock that one day when bulldozers arrived and suddenly started to mow down the trees and vegetation.
Right. And the plan, though, has been in the works for some time. I think that was the surprising thing to me, is that there's still a lot of people that didn't realize it was underway.
Well, projects tend to get so delayed in Hawaii. And part of the problem with this is the environmental assessment and review, the community outreach that was done, happened about 10 years ago. And since then, people who were involved have died or moved away or forgot it was even happening. A lot of people had believed it was just never going to happen. So they were incredibly shocked when one day to learn that the bulldozers had arrived and were starting work.
Right, and I know they had started a petition to try and get it halted.
Yeah, about 10,000 people have signed an online petition. And there's also been a very interesting effort of sign waving that's happening on both sides of Kalani Ole Highway Monday through Friday, with people waving signs and passersby honking their support to make their opposition to this project very visible every single day.
I love the line that you included in your story from Wilson Ho, the chairman of the Waimanalo Neighborhood Board. He said, "I don't know how this all went south," right?
Right, right. Well, this is one of the things that we'll be exploring in some future reporting. Exactly how did this happen? How did such a big project on such a prominent piece of real estate get so far with so many people being unaware it was happening? Even people of the Waimanalo who were on members of the Waimanalo Neighborhood Board said that they were unaware that it happened. Neighbors found out when homeless people who were living in the woods showed up saying that they'd been told they had to collect their possessions and move out because the bulldozers were coming.
Right. And I did have a conversation with Ikaika Anderson on Friday. And at that time, he was in Waimanalo, I think, meeting with some of the community there. And he had said that he was going to be sending out a letter to Mayor Caldwell that afternoon, asking him to hold off because of some discrepancy with the dates that were provided, I think, by Fish and Wildlife over Hori Bats and Wildlife.
Well, in addition to people just being very unhappy that this sort of rustic forested area will look very different than it looked in the past. There's also some questions. There's some archaeological significance possibly to the site. There have been some remains that indicated that sites nearby were possibly the earliest sites of Polynesian migration to the Hawaiian Islands. And there's also in existence there, the Hawaiian hoary bat, which is an endangered species. The question there was, did they actually begin construction during the time of the breeding season of the hoary bat, which really offended people? That is unclear. Initially, an initial assessment said that April was a prime time. The mayor said that's incorrect, that the prime time is actually June and the construction, this initial demolition will be done by June. So Ikaika had asked for it to be halted, but people in Waimanalo don't really, they're questioning his sincerity about that because the project is being built because he was the proponent of it.
Right, and I know they threatened to make some noise at City Hall when the Rezo came up this morning for him to be voted in as council chair, and they were there.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
Giving him a difficult time. But yeah, something to watch. I know there are folks that say that he's got his sights set, you know, possibly on the mayor's race down the road. And so this is certainly something in his district that folks will say they don't remember.
It's certainly a black eye for him with his own neighbors and longtime friends.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for your story, Kirsten.
Thank you.
That was Kirsten Downey with today's reality check. To read all about it, visit civilbeat.org.